Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. Yeah, I'm sure he's worked out and strengthened his arm and he's done all kinds of different things, quarterback things, but there's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore.
That is a KC radio host, Kevin Keatsman. I mean, that was mean. That was aggressive. Especially because I mentioned the quarterback show.
Should we? We've
already seen how intensive Mahomes' workout program is. It's aggressive. That's what winning does to a man right there.
Ready?
It's apparently just nothing. Yeah. Nothing satisfies you.
You know what? Congratulations on being entirely miserable, Kevin Keatsman.
Also, is that like maybe like peak, like what would that have been, July 8th content?
That's not peak anything.
No, it's just it's July 8th. We have nothing to talk about. I saw Patrick Mahomes without a shirt, and he doesn't have a six-pack.
It's peak ignorance. That's what it is.
It's peak spoiled fandom.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what winning does to a man right there.
Okay, yeah, you feel that way? Okay, play a year without him and see how you feel.
Yeah.
Like, just don't let him play. If he's too fat, don't let him play.
Yeah.
Like, let's see what happens. Trade him
away. You know what? Well, Kevin Keatsman, this year, Patrick Mahomes is going to be away from the team doing crunches all year to satisfy your visible demands of what is in shape and not in shape for a professional athlete.
That's mean.
And you can deal with the Kansas City Chiefs without him. How's that? I'll take that trade. That's my proposal to you over there, you spoiled man baby. You
want
to say insulting things? I could do it too.
We'll say, though, Mahomes, the last 2 years, production has not really been what it was.
True, but that doesn't mean it's because he has a belly.
Entirely, but he hasn't played perfect, but yeah, it's not.
Just because he doesn't have a six-pack, that doesn't mean that's why he's struggling. Like, there are different reasons as to why he has struggled offensively, but man, to do that, like,
I thought he was a 4,000-yard passer last year. Like, if you asked me, I'd have said yes.
No.
Just under.
I would. That does not surprise me at all. He did not play well last year. And, again, look, dude, like, congratulations on becoming the most entitled fan on the planet. You took Patriots fans from Boston back in the day where there were two-year-olds who knew what five championships were, and you made them seem humble.
I imagine, though, that went off very well in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine people took that in stride.
Oh, yeah, totally.
He apparently continued to defend it.
Oh, good for him.
And was trying to, like,
good for him.
Compare it to Ben Roethlisberger.
Giddy up. Absolutely.
Wait.
I love that. You know what? I knew the Ben Roethlisberger comparison would come up. That's fantastic.
Yeah, like
good
young quarterback, gets really good really fast, and then all of a sudden just kind of, like, slacks off.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
But he was still one of the...
Yeah.
He was, but they really didn't do much in the playoffs after that. They were a great now I kind of want to almost know how it all went, because if he was like, no, like, this is good, we're entering a Super Bowl drought now, everybody. Like, this is what's going to happen. He's going to be Ben Roethlisberger. He'll put up his stats, but we're going to lose in the playoffs. Well, the Bills are going to start getting us.
To be fair to that guy.
No, don't be fair to that guy.
There's more of that clip where he's kind of putting this into the perspective of Brady's legacy.
Oh, and Brady, the workaholic. Uh-huh, and
Yep. And, oh, will Mahomes catch Brady if he keeps acting like this?
Problem is, Brady or Mahomes has entered that category where, yeah, like, people are only going to really compare you to other greats of different sports. Brady is an easy comparison for the NFL, but he'll start getting the Jordan comparisons and stuff like that of, like you need to be addicted to the grind. The problem is, we have already seen, like, Mahomes' workout program. It is pretty extensive. I also think he just has a quarterback body. They don't have to be the most physical, perfection, sculpture guys in the world. They don't have to be. But respect him for going to bat on that take. I think it's wrong.
I don't respect.
But way to fight it.
No, nope,
way to fight the battle.
I don't respect it at all because of how he conducted himself on it, honestly. Like, if you're going to take that kind of cheap shot on a guy who is taking you to the Super Bowl, what, all but 2 years of your
his
career?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, sorry, but you're kind of a joke. At that point,
battle it out.
Nope. Like, you don't. Ready? Not everybody deserves to have their opinion shared.
I'm not agreeing with him. But again, if he's pulling Ben Roethlisberger, he could be going like, look, we've already seen this guy didn't take care of his body; it fell apart.
You don't get to do that though when you've got a quarterback that's already been to six.
I'm not disagreeing, but you kind of also can. Roethlisberger went to a bunch early, won a ton early. Late in his career, he didn't. He didn't take care of himself. If he's going to be compared to Brady, I can understand that. I'm not agreeing that Mahomes is fat or anything that doesn't take care of himself. I'm not.
Well, I'm
but
saying
also,
you can't,
we're not in the trenches in Kansas
but
City.
But you can't.
There could be rumblings that, hey, you know, he's kind of taking it off a little bit. He doesn't have the same drive anymore. Maybe winning's taking it. We're not in the trenches in Kansas City.
Nope. Spare me on that, dude. That's nuclear level. You're just trying to be a contrarian.
Oh, could be. Absolutely.
And good for you. You deserve to be laughed out the room.
I don't know if he's being laughed out the room.
Well, know how you sarcastically said Kansas City fans took that in stride?
I imagine they did, but also.
No, they probably didn't.
But Derek, we can't criticize anything Josh Allen does. Fans will always take the team first and the player first.
No, ready?
I'm saying that because even if it was true, everyone would defend the player immediately.
Yes, but the thing is that we're also not daring to say that Josh Allen is quote-unquote fat.
Well, that's one example.
That's someone who's just like, you're only happy when you're miserable, and I'm sorry that the quarterback that has brought you the most successful period of your franchise's history doesn't have a six-pack and you're just trying to be edgy. Who's a cool edgy boy?
I don't think that's it.
You're such an edgy boy.
I think he genuinely means it. If you're being compared to Brady and Michael Jordan, then you are going to have those work ethics. And if you're not, you're going to get judged.
If he genuinely
whether it's right
believes
or wrong.
It, yeah, then if he genuinely believes it, I hope you get cooked forever.
He may or may not.
I want him to get cooked forever.
Because ultimately, I've mentioned it, Mahomes, his production has dipped pretty aggressively in the last 2 years.
I know, but it's still
the team is winning, but what was last year? Last year's whole year was they suck and they keep winning.
But I'm not ready to go ahead and doubt him.
No, but here, even Warren Sharp, his quarterback list, he doesn't have Mahomes on the top tier list. His S-plus list is Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. Burrow and Mahomes are an A-plus, sure, but he's even acknowledged. Mahomes' production has gone down. I'm not saying it's because he's fat, but that's what people are looking at is the talent is not going to be there pretty soon.
Then
Travis Kelce's 35. Chris Jones is in his 30s.
Then say it like that.
Well,
you don't have to.
You don't need to
be edgy about it.
I don't think he's being edgy. He looked at it and went, he looks fat. Is he actually working out? Are we going to have a problem here?
I don't know.
I think it's a fair wonder. They were destroyed in the Super Bowl, and they looked awful all year. I think it's a fair wonder of, like, are the best years behind us? Have we already been through the good old days?
If that's the case, then I can't wait for the salt mine. I can't wait for the day that you don't make the AFC Championship game.
Yeah,
because now those people out there literally don't know how to handle that right now.
It's going to happen. But again, he's being compared to Brady and to Michael Jordan, LeBron James, like these uber athletes who are addicted to the grind.
I'm glad that
if that is a genuine problem, which we don't know, we're not in the trenches in Kansas City.
I can
understand the fear.
I'm glad for one moment that the Kansas City Chiefs have broken football discourse. That's the first time I'm happy about it.
Now they've broken it a few times.
They've broken it a lot of times. This is the first time I'm happy about it. Because, dear God, if they don't make the AFC Championship game, the infighting will be hilarious.
It'll be infighting,
because,
but, you know,
because
it's going to happen eventually.
Because they won't make the championship game. Are you kidding me? Count your stars that you already got this many.
I can understand it. You are one of the greatest dynasties in NFL history. You'd like that to keep going. I mean, we're all there. Like, as much as Bills fans will say, I just want one. No, you don't. If you win one, you're going to want another. You're going to want another. And you're going to want to eventually get documentaries.
It's the lie we all tell ourselves.
Yeah, you're going to want documentaries made on your team. Like, the one championship can be forgotten.
The saying,
two,
one
three,
before I die.
Yeah.
While it does have something to it, once you feel that success. Yeah, it's a fallacy that we all tell ourselves all the time. I just want one. No. It's like the campaign slogan of a certain potato chip. Bet you can't just have one.
Right.
And they're right. At least I know from the chip company that I can't just have one. I want more. Like, that's something that I can go ahead and personally relate to, from potato chips to championships. I want more than one, of course. But I, oh my God, now I need it more than air in my lungs that the Bills beat the Chiefs in the freaking fracking playoffs.
I just wanted
to break their brains one time. Because if this is happening because they lost a Super Bowl after already being there 6 times in 8 years?
Yeah, the expectations are higher.
That's what I'm saying. Break them. Shatter them.
You're having this war with fans. Their expectations are higher.
No, I know.
Dallas Cowboys fans' expectations, to a detriment to them, are higher because they're one of the best dynasties ever. Pittsburgh fans, the same thing.
But ready?
Those are expectations that are built off of great teams.
They don't want the world to burn.
I
need Kansas City to be shattered. I need it shattered.
Look,
I want to
beat them.
I can put them together like a jigsaw puzzle, and it takes me 8 months.
I want to beat them and win a Super Bowl, but I would be them. If the Bills win one Super Bowl, they better not rest on their laurels.
Oh, I don't care about that part. We'll deal with that in the future. I'm just talking about the fact that I need to see Kansas City lose in the playoffs before the AFC Championship game now.
Well, it's going to happen. It will eventually happen. They're not going to be perfect the entire time. Brady went through 10 years of not winning a Super Bowl. He made them, but 10 years of not going or winning a Super Bowl. It's going to happen. But I'm not against a fan base or an organization raising the expectations and keeping them there forever.
I am against someone being edgy about it, though.
You're saying edgy. He is sitting there going, dude, you are compared to the best athletes in the world, and you don't look like them. Maybe that's a bit much of a take. He maybe doesn't say it perfectly, but I can understand the sentiment of, dude, we need you to be better. We were not good the last 2 years. We made the Super Bowl. But the last 2 years, your production sucked. You're not on pace to blow out now every offensive record ever. That was your whole thing. He didn't throw 4,000 yards the first time in his career last year. Xavier Worthy was open a ton deep, couldn't hit him to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand where there's some anger, because you are seeing Baltimore is coming. Allen and the Bills keep beating you in the regular season. They just happen to not do it in the playoffs. That will eventually come. And then what happens if Liam Cohen hits in Jacksonville, or the AFC West finally figured it out? Denver looks good, and I'd argue they're the team that I'm looking to maybe break into that elite tier. Their defense was awesome last year, and they added Jahdae Barron, who's one of the best corners in college last year. The Chargers have year two of Harbaugh, and that's always going to be interesting to see if he's going to really take that team to the next stop. He's done it everywhere he's gone. And then the Raiders are the Raiders. It's not going to be a perfect division, but they're probably looking around going, this is the worst it's been. And are they going to be able to get out of it? Are they always going to be able to sneak out of it and still win their division? I don't know. So I can understand a little bit of fear going into this.
No. For me, this is you're being pretentious, because football is still, at the end of the day, a team game. And yes, having a great quarterback is going to be one of the biggest advantages that you have. But if the argument is that maybe Patrick Mahomes isn't a top 5 quarterback right now, and even that might be rich to say, then what are you doing here? I'm glad that it's breaking Kansas City for once, because of the amount of fan bases that they have shattered already en route to their greatness, the discourse that has happened in football circles, and what has happened to it. We are looking at one of the best Bills teams that we've seen growing up. And they can't even sniff it because of this team. I'm glad you're miserable for once, because you hand it out every year to everybody else. Cry some more.
I
don't feel bad at all.
I'm not saying I feel
no,
bad.
But like,
I
also, you're wrong. Like, not you, but like the guy. Like, you're wrong, Kevin. Like, try doing one of his workouts. Go ahead. Sorry, there's not enough ab in your workout there.
803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.